The identity of relative and absolute. The mind of the great sage of India is intimately conveyed west and east, while human faculties are both wise or dull. In the way there are no northern or southern ancestors, the subtle source shines clear in the light, the branching streams flow in the dark. To be attached to things is primordial illusion. To encounter the absolute is not yet enlightenment. All spheres, every sense and field intermingle even as they shine alone. Interacting even as they merge, yet keeping their places and expressions of their own. Sights differ primarily in shape and character, and sounds in harsh or soothing tones. The dark makes all words one. The brightness distinguishes good and bad phrases. The four elements return to their true nature as a child turns to its mother. Fire is hot, water is wet, wind moves, and the earth is dense. eye and form, ear and sound, nose and smell, tongue and taste, the sweet and sour. Each independent of the other, like leaves that come from the same root. And though leaves and root must go back to the source, both root and leaves have their own uses. Light is also darkness, but do not think of it as darkness. Darkness is light, do not see it as light. Light and darkness are not one, not two, like the foot before and the foot behind in walking. Each thing has its own being, which is not different from its place and function. The relative fits the absolute, as a box and its lid. The absolute meets the relative, like two arrow points that touch in mid-air. Hearing this, simply perceive what is, make no criterion. If you do not see the way, you do not see it even as you walk upon it. Walking forward in the way, you draw no nearer, progress no farther. One who fails to see this truth is mountains and rivers away. Listen, those who would perceive this subtle matter. Live well your time by night and day. Buddha nature pervades the whole universe, reality existing right here now. In reciting the heart of the perfection of great wisdom sutra and the identity of relative and absolute, we dedicate our sincere efforts to Shakyamuni Buddha, honored one, the historical Buddha and teacher, and to those ancestral teachers, Eihei Dogen, honored one, Soji Keizan, honored one, all successive honored ones up until Zuigaku Denpo, honored one, and Gudo Wafu, honored one, and to all other honored ones throughout history, same yet diverse honored ones, whose names have been forgotten or left unsaid. We also dedicate these efforts to the three treasures, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, to all awakened ones and teachers in all places and times. We especially seek tranquility and well-being for all creatures now suffering or ill in health. May they be serene through all their ills. May their lives be at peace and wisdom pervade the darkness of ignorance. We dedicate our hopes and aspirations to all victims of war and violence and natural events, to the injured and to all families touched by these tragedies, to the healing of hatred in all countries and among all peoples, to the wisdom and compassion of our world leaders, to the peace of the world and harmony of all beings. Thus let the harmful effects of words, thoughts, and actions be dispelled, and compassion bloom in perpetual spring. May we all realize and live the enlightened way together. All Buddhas throughout space and time, all Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas, Maha Prajna Padami.